Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I make priest to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king and I bang for the cause. Say you ain't a Christian, I ain't cool. And you can't rock with it cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you cop too. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time a hater cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a loan, now they like so. I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More than music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the Lord was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the word to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater or God to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Hater, hater,
hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Make me a hater. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Hey, you can hate me. I said you can hate me. What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? This is Elder Andre Prevost. Y'all know what it is. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, the Sabbath Day Service. We thank God for each one of you that have called in and tuned in on this evening. We getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord. Apostle Elder Nate Curry, representing the Jewish Comedic, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, will be coming forth and bringing forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah, from the Lord later on in our broadcast. Amen on today. Now let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we just want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present on the line today and that you move in a mighty way. as you always do, Lord. Lord, we just want to love on you today, Lord. We just want to bless your name for you being such a good God, for you being such a forgiving God, for you being such a loving God, Lord. We just want to love on you today, Lord, for being so merciful, so forgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We magnify your name, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified, and you are truly worthy, Lord, to be lifted up. Your Lord, we love you on today. We appreciate y'all today. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Hallelujah. And we magnify you on today. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Glory to God. See, our problem is we don't praise God enough. Hallelujah. For who he is. We don't praise God enough for what he does. We do not lift his name up enough. Hallelujah. Even though he's worthy. Even though he's never let us down. Even though he's always there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't lift his name up enough. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord today. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, if you're just now tuning in, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Pardon me. Which is based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah for him and everything he has been doing in the ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God that has been spilling out of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's about to call in, everybody that's about to tune in. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take a quick praise break. Can we take a quick praise break? Of course we can. Hallelujah. You know Jesus. Well, you know the storm is over now. Glory to God.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
There are storm is over now.
Somebody say the storm is over now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No more sickness in my body. Hallelujah. No more heartache and pain. Hallelujah. The storm is over now. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. This is our seventh day service. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We're going to get this party started. Hallelujah. In just a second. But we want to remind you out there that this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Glory to God on today. bless the name of the Lord on today. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Glory to God. We're getting ready to get started a minute here. Those of you just tuning in, amen. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Those of you on YouTube, we thank God for you. Yes, we are back, baby. Yes, we back. We got a whole new name. We no longer the revival that just won't stop because it stopped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we are the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line, the number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell your friends about us. Hallelujah. The dynamic duo, the apostle and the prince. Hallelujah. Apostle Ellen A. Curry representing that West Coast. Long Beach, California is in the house. West Coast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And of course, yours truly, the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost, representing H-Town, Texas, baby. Hold up. Where my hat at? My hat on for you. Amen. H-Town, Texas is in the building. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. And we got some representatives from Louisiana and Georgia. Amen. Las Vegas. Amen. Florida. Everybody's getting ready to join us in just a second. Right now, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are getting ready to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for
Book
a revelation.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
Okay.
God on today. We thank God for everybody that's called in. As in is the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. This is our Seventh Day Service. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've truly been having a blessed time in the Lord. We've been jamming out. Blessed name. We waiting on our callers. Amen. Praise God. But we having a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Just jamming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you, amen, a little taste. Amen. I'm praise God. Hallelujah. This is First Lady Aisha Prevost. This her name right here, y'all. Aisha. That's her right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. We getting ready, amen, to move forward with our service. Amen. We waiting on some more callers to call in. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We a little light today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we going to keep it moving. Praise God. We going to get it started. Amen. Give us about 5 minutes. And so when we fall down, we get back up. Let's get it. Praise God.
But we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall. But we get up,
we fall down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up,
yeah, get up.
We fall down.
Oh my, my, my. We get back up again.
For a
day to turn. Oh, yes, oh. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
fall down,
but
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the same
oh.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We fall down. Hallelujah. But we get right back on up again. Hallelujah. The words of the song say, hallelujah, to the saint. Hallelujah is just a sinner. Glory to God who fell down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For everybody that's called in thus far. Hallelujah. We checking the lines. Amen. We're a little light today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the word of God must go forth on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to welcome everybody to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Sabbath Day celebration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank everybody out there that's called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. What's up, YouTube? We are back, YouTube. Glory to God. I know you missed us. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are back. Glory to God. And we thank God for everybody out there that's tuning in on today. I hope you are ready to hear a blessed word from the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. On today, we're going to hear a selection, and then we are going to go, hallelujah, and feast on the word of God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to praise your name. We want to magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. We appreciate you just for allowing us to come together in your name on today. We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move as it always does in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let it flow as the river does, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on today. That you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, Lord, that you allow the anointing to flow freely from his mouth on today. Hallelujah, Lord. And we want to praise your name. We want to magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening the man of God. Hallelujah. Strengthen him right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We command peace. Glory to God, to be still. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, praise God, we are getting ready, amen, to feast on the bread of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. People ain't calling in on today, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Like they say, it's show business. The show, hallelujah, glory to God, must go on. One monkey don't stop no show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And getting ready to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on today as he always does. Hallelujah. Amen. As my brother in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All the way up from the West Coast over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Long Beach, California, home of Snoop Dogg. They are in the building on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, but this ain't no G thing. Hallelujah. This a God thing. Y'all ain't hear me. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't know them songs. Right, hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. But this ain't no G thing. But it's not that kind of G thing. It's a God thing. Glory to God. Matter of fact, it's a Y thing. It's a Yahshua thing. It's a J thing. It's a Jesus thing. Hallelujah. It's a J thing. It's a Jehovah thing. It's a E thing. It's a Elohim thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a God thing on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about none other than the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Hallelujah. And he will be coming forth and bringing forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Right after this selection. Hallelujah. From the late bishop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you know it's time?
It's about we're doing good. About time for a war cry, though, I think. Just, I don't. You know I don't go nowhere unless I do the war. We need 1 minute to just kind of change the atmosphere. Just. You got me there? Oh! Whoa! Oh! sure you're not sitting next to somebody who's defeated.
God given him victory and good success. We're coming against any enemy that will come against him. Oh, 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 oh.
I think you ought to get your feet ready.
You magnify him.
I get in trouble. This is convocation. We come to dance and praise God. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Back to the...
Amen. Somebody give God a praise, beloved. Amen. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you got the victory, let your war cry out today. Hallelujah. This morning. Amen. On this Sabbath day, amen. Give God a war cry. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and give him the praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. How many of you can hear me tonight?
Amen.
Glory to God. How many of you got a war cry that you want to let out tonight before the Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that you got the victory? How many of you want to let the devil know that you got the victory? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel some praises need to go up right now. Glory to God. God is doing some things. Hallelujah. God is moving some things. God is fixing some things. And how many of you know when we send up the praise, that we send up the war cry, that let the Lord know that we believe him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on this morning. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. You just need to have your Holy Ghost kid right now, because God is working things out for you. Amen. God is moving things for you. Somebody need to praise God right now because he's healing your body. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is healing on somebody else's behalf. It's not even you, but you praying for somebody else. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, you got a hallelujah praise. I just right now, pray, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. I just bless your name right now, Lord. Hallelujah. In spite of how it looks, in spite of what they're telling me, I still believe you. How many of you got that kind of praise this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not about where I am. It's about where he's taking me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You're not looking at where you at. You're saying, Lord, I'm looking at where I'm going. With somebody, get
hey.
I felt that. I'm all going down on my Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, tell somebody, he can fix it, neighbor. Hallelujah. He can fix it. I'm all going down on my Sunday. I mean, know that all God got to do is speak a word to it. Come on here, somebody. God can speak one word to your situation, and your whole situation will change. Come on here, somebody. God will speak one word, glory to God, and the devil's report will be nullified. God can. God can do anything. Come on here, somebody. He can do anything but fail. He said all things are possible to him that believes. Somebody give your Lord a war cry. Somebody let God hear your war cry.
Hallelujah.
On this Sabbath morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah to God. I'm just feeling the praise in here, y'all. We need to seal it with praise. Amen. You need to seal your miracle with a praise. You need to seal your breakthrough with a praise. You need to seal your healing with a praise. You never Sunday. You need to seal your next level with a praise. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, put a praise on him. Put a praise on your neighbor. Amen. Amen. We're not waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you to give me what I need. Amen. To finalize this thing. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, all you need is a praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just come back to deliver what the word God said to you this morning. The Lord said, if you praise me, I'm already fixing it. Hallelujah. If you praise me, it's going to cause your miracle to come faster. If you praise me, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to take the strength out of defeat. If you praise me, you're going to see the victory in this thing. Somebody give God a praise, Abba Sando.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah to God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your great name. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God to my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre is rocking with me. Hallelujah. God has put this team together. And amen.
Amen.
My brother from another mother, I love him. Hallelujah. And we all fire for God. And it ain't no shame in our game. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we mean business. Somebody said business. Amen. Hallelujah. We mean business. Hallelujah.
Business.
Glory to God when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. I praise God for him on this Sabbath morning. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know victory is in the air right now? I don't know about you, but I just hear the Lord saying victory, victory. Some of you are going to come out with the victory. Some of you are going to have the victory. God's going to give you the victory, but some of you are going to come out with the victory. You're going to have the victory, but some of you are coming out with the victory. What's the difference, Apostle? Well, the difference is when God give you the victory, then he allows you to be delivered from the thing that is trying to keep you bound, and you come out with the testimony of having the victory. In other words, defeat couldn't hold you because the Lord's anointing was too powerful. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know who's listening right now, but God got you listening for a reason. You get ready to come out with the victory. Say, neighbor, I'm coming out of this.
Neighbor, I'm coming out of this.
And I'm coming out with the victory. Now, the difference is when you come out with the victory is that when you come out with the victory, that means you're not just coming out by yourself. Coming out with the victory means that you're coming out, but everything that's attached to you is coming out with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So we thank God on this Sabbath day because God is saying it's time for us to come out with the victory. Tell somebody, say, I'm not just going to get the victory, but I'm coming out with victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that means everything that is attached to you is coming out with you. Amen. I salute you this morning in the name of the of Yahshua HaMashiach. Come on, give God another praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give God
hallelujah
another shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
And to all the listeners that are under the sound of my voice right now, I want to encourage you this Sabbath morning, amen, that God still has victory. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And no matter how the devil try to mess with a child of God, the outcome is still the same. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
I'm declaring and I'm decreeing victory all over your life. Anything that you may be going through, that God will give you the victory. And the reason why I can guarantee you victory, oh, I sure hope y'all can hear me this morning. Hallelujah. I feel like this for somebody this morning that you just think, I don't have it. Too many bad things been happening. I don't feel like I got it. It ain't about a feeling, neighbor. The assurance that you do have it is this. Is that when Yahshua went down in the grave, he had three things to conquer. Can y'all still hear me this morning?
Yes, sir.
He had three things to conquer that allowed him to get up. He had to defeat death, who hadn't had no losses until he ran into Yahshua. He had to defeat hell, who hadn't had no losses until he ran into Yahshua, and the grave that had not been conquered until it ran into Yahshua. I feel something, beloved. In the Bible says that he got up out the grave with all power. All power.
All power.
So that means whatever anybody got that has to do with power, they can't have as much power as God, because God is the one that gives them the power that they have. Come on here, somebody.
Glory to God.
That's why God not worrying about nobody overpowering him, because they can't, because they haven't defeated death, hell, and the grave. Until you defeat them three, then you don't have the power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, shout out to Boko, Tadaba Sando. Hallelujah. How many know even the enemy have not defeated death, hell, and the grave? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the devil got a due date with death. He got a due date with hell, and he got a due date with the grave. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm not going to be before you long tonight. Amen. I mean, this morning. Glory to God. But I do intend to be strong this morning. Amen. Come with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 5.
Amen.
Is everybody there? Is everybody there?
Yes.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads. And we're going to begin reading in verse 5. And the word of God says, and it says, when Yahshua had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Verse 6, it says, Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Verse 7, and Yahshua said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word, come on here, somebody, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Verse 10, and when Yahshua heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Say to you that many will come from the east and the west and take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 12, but the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Lord,
and then Yahshua said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. I'm going to leave with you for a thought this morning. Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
I want to leave with you for a thought right quickly. Speak to my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to my heart, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua here has entered Capernaum, and as he's entering Capernaum, he runs into a centurion. I want you to keep in mind that the centurion that is talking to him in Capernaum is not saved.
Come on.
He's not saved. He's not living holy. Oh, I don't know if y'all can hear me this morning. He's not living holy.
Yes,
he is. But he got enough faith in God to recognize his authority. Come on here, somebody. A centurion is the leader of a Roman a soldier. He's the head person in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice what this centurion said. He just came to him asking for help. So he knew who to come to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He knew to come to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Because he called him by name. Even though he's not saved, he recognized the Lordship. So my question is, what's the matter with some of us who say we are saved and recognize the Lordship, but don't have the faith this centurion have? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because if the truth be told, the Lord can't come under our roof. Look how much reverence he has for the Lord. He's saying, Lord, because I'm not living right, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Come on here, somebody. But do know that if you speak the word to my situation, that it's going to happen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So it says the centurion came to him asking for help. And in verse 6, it said, Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Now I want you to keep in mind that the centurion's servant has the palsy where he cannot move. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But in verse 7, it says, Jesus says to him, shall I come and heal him? So Yahshua was ready to move at his command.
Ooh.
So he said, now, if you want me to, I can come to your house right now. Verse 8, the centurion replies, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. In other words, my house is not in order. Amen. My lifestyle is not in order. Amen. What I'm doing is against what you represent. Hallelujah. So I don't want you to come and see my condition. Come on here, somebody. He had enough respect for the Lord to say, Lord, no, I don't want you to come because my condition is not conducive to your our presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Stay with me this morning. We're going somewhere. Speak to my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Even though my heart might not be right, speak to my heart. My condition may not be right, but speak to my heart. What I'm going through might not be what you want it to be, Lord. I might be in disobedience, but still speak to my heart. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So the centurion says in verse 8, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But just say the word. Come on here, somebody. How many of you ready for God to just speak a word to your situation?
Amen.
How many know if the Lord speak a word, that's going to have to change? Come on here, somebody. How many know if the Lord speak to your mountain, that it got to move? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I dare somebody to say, Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, speak, hallelujah. Speak to my condition. Speak to my sickness. Speak to whatever it is that needs speaking to. Speak to it, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to it.
Yes, Lord.
But just say the
word.
Speak to
it, Lord.
And my servant will be healed. Come on here, somebody. There's some kind of faith. But we can believe God to just speak to a thing and it changed. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he knew that the Lord was in authority. Hallelujah. He recognized the authorship of the Lord. Because look what he says in verse 9. He says, for I myself am a man under authority. In other words, I got somebody up under me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got somebody over me. Hallelujah. That when they speak,
yeah.
I have to do what they say. Come on here, somebody. So understand the authority or the rank of authority. Somebody say the rank of authority.
The rank of authority.
So God is saying that as we recognize the rank of authority, that he wants us to come in line with authority. Come on here, somebody. He said, with soldiers under me. Come on here, somebody. So not only do I have someone over me, but I'm over somebody. Come on here, somebody. And he says, I tell this one to go, and he goes. Come on. And they obey me. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that it's a blessing when you can walk in obedience. Come on here, somebody. So he says, I know everything is going to obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything in the spirit realm has to obey you. Somebody give God a praise. There's not a spiritual thing that is existing that don't have to obey God. Somebody give God a praise right there. Somebody put a praise right there, glory to God. If you understand the thought, come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many understand the thought this morning? Hallelujah. He said, I tell this one to go, and he goes. And that one to come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Come on here, somebody. So everybody that's around me, obey me. So I know if they're obeying me, they're going to obey you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now check out what Yeshua says to his disciples. That are around him. He says, and when Yahshua heard this, he was amazed. Somebody say amazed.
Amazed.
He was amazed that somebody really understood authority. Come on here, somebody. Because a lot of us say, man, we say we follow him, but we don't really understand authority. We don't understand it. When he say move, things are going to move because he has what? All I wish somebody give God a praise right there. He got all power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He don't have no power. He got all power. So when he speaks to something, this gonna do what? Move. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody give God a praise right there. See, if God speaks to it, it got to move. It's gonna move because he said move. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I hear that old song by the saints saying, when the Lord get ready, it got to move. Come on here, somebody. It got to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the Lord get ready. Uh-huh. It got to move. Tell somebody the saints say, it got to move. Glory to God.
It got to move. It got to move.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
God is saying when you speak to your situation, it ain't just you speaking, but it's me speaking through you. Come on here, somebody. So when the devil hears the God and us speak, he know he got to move. He know he got to vacate. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Somebody give us a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
I want you to catch this here.
Thank you,
right here in verse 10, beloved. This is important. It says that when Yahshua heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him. Come on here, somebody. So he started speaking to the disciples. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he started speaking to the disciples. Glory to God. And this is what he told them. Listen to what he said. He said, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, this centurion that don't even worship me or serve me has enough faith to believe that I can heal his servant. Notice, the centurion wasn't there for him. He was there for somebody else. So can you imagine what kind of faith that he had for himself if he was there for his servant? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the servant couldn't represent himself, so he says, I'm here on behalf of my servant. Because I want him to be healed too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank
he said,
you, Lord.
I haven't found anyone in Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
So let me know that the people that was his people, Yahshua people, didn't have the faith this centurion had. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's a sign.
We're waiting on Yahshua to show up, and God said, who can just go believe me that I can speak a word and it be done? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of us is waiting on the Lord to show up, and the Lord is saying, hey, God to show up. All you got to do is believe me that I can speak the word and it'll be done. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my situation. Speak to my condition, Lord. All you got to do is speak to me. Tell somebody. Say, hey, Lord, speak the word, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you speak it, Lord, it's going to be done. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So he says, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places. Come on. Oh, tell somebody, say, God is getting ready to switch you out if you can't believe him for the word. Come on here, somebody. God said, there's going to become many from the east and the west that would take their places. Amen. You thought your seat, amen, was permanent, didn't you? Glory to God. God said, no, it ain't permanent. I got some folks coming. Amen. They not going to be holy as we, you know, think they going to be or want them to be. But God said, they going to have one thing that you ain't got. Hallelujah. They going to have to believe my word that when I speak it, it's going to be done. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why God saved us off the streets. That's why God allowed us to go through certain stuff. Amen. We might not have been holy, but God said you had enough faith to believe my word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You had enough faith to call on you and say, Lord, you just speak it, Lord. Hallelujah. And I know it's going to be done. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I got enough faith in your word that when you speak it, Lord, I know manifestation is going to take place. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
So he says, they're going to come and take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And a lot of people that we think going to be there ain't going to be there. Because they didn't believe the word. Come on here, somebody. They didn't believe that he could just speak the word and it would happen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the kingdom of heaven. Look at what verse 12 says. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside. Thrown outside means out of darkness, which means they'll be thrown into hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Into the darkness. Come on here, somebody. Into the darkness. I'm going to throw you in there because you wouldn't believe me. Come on here, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Come on here, somebody. Where people will be crying. There'll be a cry that's so hideous. A cry that is so much of a cry. And then you got people being ate up while they cry. Come on here, somebody. Gnashing of teeth means that you will have demons eating on folks. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they couldn't believe the word. Somebody give God a praise.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Because they like to believe the word, but then they didn't believe the word when the Lord said, all I needed you to do is say, speak to the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight. This morning, Lord God, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close it with verse 13, y'all. But then Yahshua said to the centurion, look what he said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believe it would. Come on here, somebody. So he gives the permission for his request to be great because he believed the word, the authority of the word. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
He believed the report of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He believed the report of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the name you're going to have what you ask for. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to have it because you believe it. And God's going to grant it to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Speak to my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. I need you to speak to my heart because I know that when you speak, it is going to be done. How many know when the Lord speaks, his word will return void? Come on, beloved. When he speaks, it's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Glory. The thing that she was saying to the centurion, go let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. In the King James, I like what the old King James says, at that very hour, his servant was healed. Come on here, somebody. So that very hour means right now. He's being, that your situation is being fixed by the word of God. It means right now God is doing something right now for your situation. It means right now, glory to God, your situation is seeing a miracle. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless the Lord in us. Somebody give God a praise for your situation. Somebody give God a praise for your condition. How many of you know that right now God is fixing it right now? Everyone is under the sound of my voice. I'm decreeing that your situation is being changed right now. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Speak the word, Lord. Speak to my heart, oh God. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody says, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Did you know when he speaks to it, it got to change? Come on here, somebody. Why? Because his word can't return void. So if God speaks it, it's going to happen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Speak it, Lord.
Now I hear the Lord say, praise me for manifestation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you. I didn't hear the Lord say, praise me for manifestation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Hallelujah.
God is speaking to somebody's situation right now. God is speaking to somebody's circumstance right now. God is speaking to somebody's finances right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When he speaks that word is going to change it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, almost. I reminded of Mary when Mary was barren, but the Holy Ghost spoke a word, not my son, though. And it and her womb was changed because the Messiah had came inside of her womb through a spoken word. So don't tell me what a spoken word won't do. When God speak it, it's got to line up. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what the doctors are saying about your situation. If the Lord speak a word, then your situation is going to be that by his stripes, you are healed. God, will somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I'm healed by the word.
You better believe the word, beloved. You better believe the word over everything. Somebody said God over everything.
God over everything.
Amen. God over everything. God is over everything. God is in authority over everything. So everything has to do what? Obey him. Come on here, somebody. Give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you have questions? How many of you have comments or anything that you want to ask? Amen. I'm opening the line up for that. Amen. So if anyone got anything that they don't understand, please ask so you can get the full understanding. Don't get off the line without understanding what God is saying. I want to give God another praise for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your great name. Hallelujah. Amen. Elder, while the Spirit of God is flowing, come on in and get some of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I don't know about you, Son of God, but that scripture told me I don't want no pagan to take my place. Glory to God. I don't want no sinner to take my place. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the way I heard it. He said, I didn't see this kind of faith in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The people of the church are going to be in hell. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God, all because we don't believe, we don't trust, we don't confidence, we don't have faith in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
Praise
wow.
God. This is
wow.
A Roman soldier. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wasn't even a Jew.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what got me
wow.
about the centurion, amen, praise God, if you read in the other, I think in Luke, praise God, it said the elder said that he donated to the synagogues.
Yeah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. He was a sinner who gave his offering. Oh, Lord, how we get the offering. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This man ain't even go to church, but he helped build churches. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And he believed in God even though he wasn't living right. Praise
Woo.
God. Hallelujah. I notice this. I get more respect out of people in the world than I do out of people in the church.
Come on, Elder. Come on.
Hallelujah. God. People in the world find out I'm a preacher, and they say, oh, my bad, man of God. I ain't mean to cuss in front of you. I ain't mean to do this. I ain't mean to do that. Amen. God is good. Praise God. They recognize, you know, ever since I bumped into you, God been blessing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's something about you. You must be a man of God. But the folks in the church can't see. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Just like they couldn't see it with you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. They
wow.
can't see what the people in the world see. Remember when Jesus got off that boat the first time, when the man with the demon ran up to him? What's the first thing he said? Jesus, Son of God. He recognized, the demons recognized who he was. And his disciples, who was on the boat with him, didn't know who he was. They
wow.
done heard the word. They done seen him calm the seas. And when he calmed the seas, they say, what manner of man is this? Praise God. Hallelujah. But when the man that was tormented, hallelujah, when he saw the man of God, he say, Jesus, glory to God, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter knew, but Peter didn't want to tell nobody. He was trying to keep it to himself. He wasn't sure. Praise God. How he had the revelation, but he didn't let the revelation loose. But the other disciples was like, who is this? How did he do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the people in the world recognize real.
Yeah, they do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if real recognize real, that means there's too much fake in the church. Oh,
oh.
Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We don't believe his word in the church. So we have car washes and fish dinners and fundraisers. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't believe God if we say, Lord, send the money. Hallelujah. You ain't got to come. You know, I was thinking about when Lazarus was dead. And the sister said, I know that the day of resurrection is coming. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing today. We're saying, I know that God is coming. And God is saying, you ain't got to wait for me to come. Hallelujah. If you just speak the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and do not doubt, whatever you speak has to come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let no sinner take your spot. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? Glory to God. You need to get your faith up today. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We thank God that he brought forth that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to take heed to that word, and we need to believe what the word says.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
We need to believe what the word says. Glory to God. We need to believe the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The centurion said, you ain't got to come to my house. I like the way the man of God said, Jesus don't need to come to some of our houses either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If me and the apostle come to your house, amen, praise God, you want us to call for your cup so you can put some stuff up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to put the liquor up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want to put the weed up. You want to put, I'm not going to get into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But yeah, you waiting on Jesus to come. If Jesus knock on your door right now, would you just open the door or you say, Lord, give me about 5 minutes? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God.
We need to believe today. Amen. If he just send the word. He said he ain't seen this kind of faith in his own people. But yet a Roman soldier, a murderer, he a Canaanite. He got more faith than you do. And you doing feats of weeks and the feats of the tents and you doing the Sabbath day thing and you doing the Galilee thing. You doing all that. You real religious. But you ain't got no faith.
Oh.
Glory to God. You fasting 3 times a week, glory to God, but you ain't got no faith. You feeding the homeless at Thanksgiving, but you ain't got no faith. Glory to God, hallelujah. You come to church every Sunday and serve on the usher board, but you ain't got no faith. You doing everything in your own pot. You ain't allowing God to do nothing for you. Hallelujah. Everything you got because you earned it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. What have you asked God for? That's why you're so tired. That's why you're so stressed. Because it's all on your shoulders. Hallelujah today.
Wow.
Praise God. If you just ask God to send a word.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He could have went to the doctor. Hallelujah. He could have went and hired physicians. The best of them. He could have spent money. Some of y'all spending money when you could need to ask God to send a word. Glory to God. Some of y'all getting the vaccine. And you just need to ask God to send a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak to my heart. Hallelujah on tonight. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah on today. How much more will I give you if you just ask me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? Praise God. Some of y'all need to go to the faith gym and work out.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word. If you ain't sold your seed, hallelujah, sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Watch God produce a harvest
in
your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You sitting there with a field. You done tilled the ground, but ain't planting no seed. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that tuned in. Amen. Those of you that did call in, we thank God for you on today. Amen. We'll be back on tonight as we always are. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. We ask you to tune back in with us. Praise God to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line, the number one prayer line in the world. Yeah, I spoke that word.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for everything God's doing. Amen. We're going to keep y'all up to date on the clothing line, the t-shirts coming soon. Amen. Praise God. We're going to speak that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So get ready for what God is about to do in each and every last one of our lives. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and give us his final announcements and the benediction on this afternoon. Praise God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody give God praise, Ray Elder. Man of God, that was so prophetically on time. Amen. Especially concerning, hallelujah. We done got too comfortable in our seats. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is looking. And if we don't believe him, and he see an unbeliever that believe him more than we do, guess what? Those of us that think our seat is reserved in the kingdom is going to be looking from the outside. Hallelujah. Glory
Uh-oh.
To God.
Uh-oh.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't let nobody take your spot. Glory to God. Believe God. Hallelujah.
Let nobody take your spot.
Amen. Tonight, we believe in God tonight. This morning, amen. We are happy in our spirits, amen. We are joyful, amen, because power comes from speaking the word. But how many know that the centurion has seed planted too? He wasn't just speaking the word. He had seed planted. He believed in giving offerings to the Lord. He believed in giving alms to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And how many know this morning God is saying, yeah, I've been speaking to you, but have you been obeying me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's been speaking to somebody.
And God is saying,
obey me, saith the Lord, so that I can release to you the blessings of heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I would think it's just being obedient, child of God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Amen. So you can reap the harvest. Come on here, somebody. So you can get what heaven has for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a reason why God keeps having me to say this. Because God is saying, don't block your blessing. Come on, Yabobo. Hallelujah. Don't block your blessing. Hey, shout out to Boko Dadabasando. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, wealth and prosperity is going to come in this year. Wealth and prosperity is coming to the saints of God. Wealth and prosperity is coming to those who are obedient to God. And that's coming straight from the throne room of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God on this morning, on this Sabbath day. Amen. Continue to rejoice in the God of your salvation. And know that if the Lord speak a word to your situation, it's already done.
Yes.
Amen.
because God's word is not going to return void. Come on here, somebody. And so we thank you, God, this morning. Amen. If there's no more comments, no more, if there's no more questions, amen, we are now going to get ready to dismiss. Amen. Come back tonight. Amen. At 5. Amen. We think it tonight at 5 about making it a jazz night tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to let you know. So we're going to have some smooth jazz for you to be able to relax and meditate to. And just get a chance to relax your mind and talk to the Lord while you're listening to some nice, smooth jazz. Or maybe to hold that special spouse that you have close to your heart, amen, while y'all are sitting and enjoy some jazz, amen. Glory to God, amen. I just believe that God wants us to be versatile. God wants us to be happy, amen. Ain't no use of being saved and being unhappy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And one thing that you will recognize in the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is that we try to minister to the whole man. Spirit, soul, and body. Come on here, somebody, because we are a triune being. We're not just one. We are spirit, soul, and body. Come on here, somebody. So we give God praise tonight. So be on the lookout for jazz night tonight. Amen. We're going to see what we can do to make that happen tonight.
Amen.
And so we have jazz night on every night at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. Amen. We'll have jazz night. Amen. So with that being said, let's get ready to be released from the lines for right now. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our heart now understands. We thank you, Lord, for revealing and giving us revelation concerning the centurion and how he was able to speak the word for his servant and get his servant healed. We thank you, Lord God, that he wasn't just talking, but he was mixing actions with his confession. So, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Yes. Let us learn from the centurion what we need to do in order to have our words to line up with yours. We thank you and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. We thank you. What I say to one?
What I say to one?
I say to all.
Watch
and pray
and pray
and live holy
and live holy
every day.
Every day.
And say, neighbor, I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give your God a praise. Somebody give your God a shout.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are now dismissed until tonight. Amen. I speak love, peace, and blessings over you. Amen. Shalom, my beloved. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.